quotation for Vicky, Betzer, B as in boy, E, T, Z as in zoo, ER, March 1747. Address as a letter to Dr. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, and Dr. Pakis, P-A-C-I-S, 802-8418. Dear Calyx, consultation Mrs. Betzer with hypertension. Blood pressure has been elevated at least for the last 5 years. She is following a low-salt diet. She has obesity, has not been able to lose any further weight. There was recently a higher level. With emergency room visit. October 2025, with levels above 200 over hundreds. She was not having any symptoms, no headaches, no tinnitus, no changes on eyesight, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, no lightheadedness or syncope, no skin rash or diaphoresis, no upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, no abdominal pain or diarrhea, no bleeding, no urinary symptoms. With extensive review system being negative. Next paragraph. So far, testing shows normal kidney function, normal electrolyte, an isolated mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium. There has been some increase of transaminases over time. Other liver function tests has been normal. Testing done for aldosterone and renin, R-E-N-I-N, and remarkable. Plasma, fractionated catecholamines, all of them were high. Medications has been adjusted. With pressing levels improved in the 140s, 150s, over 90s. Next paragraph, past medical history for overweight, hypertension as indicated above, denies diabetes, there has been atrial fibrillation, sounds like thromboemboli requiring thrombectomy, all these like 20 years ago. History of uric acid gout, overactive bladder, frequency, nocturia, no renal failure, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no liver disease, no TAS stroke or seizures. She's not aware of heart abnormalities. No anemia or gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph, surgeries including tubal ligation, hysterectomy, when she was in her 30s. Apparently, tubes and ovaries were not removed. This was done because of bleeding, not cancer. Sounds like arterial thrombectomy, 2000 at the time of AFib. Next paragraph, never smoke. She has drinks 4 or 5 a week. Discontinued about 2 years ago because of gout. She's not aware of liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa. Next paragraph, medications include allopurinol, Lipitor, Coric, clonidine, hydralazine, thyroid, losartan, oxybutynin, aldactone, coumadin, vitamins, Miralax, cherry extract, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, family history for hypertension. Including in one daughter, other son and a daughter healthy. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 245 pounds, 67 inches tall. She will not allow blood pressure around the arms because they are too large and painful. On the wrist, I barely can hear it. Manually, with a device, on the left side, it was 164.94. She is alert to Orientation 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eyes, no skin mucosal, no neck issues, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, takes coumadine, last INR this month 1.6. The recent testing for secondary causes of hypertension. In October, normal kidney function, sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin, calcium, elevated transaminases, other liver function tests were normal. In the past, uric acid was 9, presently 4.1. Normal thyroid, normal hemoglobin, white blood cell platelet. In August 2024, anti-nuclear antibody negatives, rheumatoid factor was elevated at 15.7, normal being less than 12. I don't see any chest, abdomen, or pelvis imaging. There is an echo, October 2025. Normal ejection fraction does have severe enlargement of both atria. There is calcification of aortic valve with moderate stenosis and moderate regurgitation, dilated inferior vena cava. There is also calcification and degenerative changes mitral valve with moderate regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. A renal Doppler shows no renal artery stenosis. Kidneys were small, 8.6 on the right, 8.8 on the left. Echocardiography findings about the same as 2024. There was an isolated protein in the urine. No ratio was done, so it's difficult to see if there is true proteinuria. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension. Apparently, failed control until last year, October 2025. She says to be compliant with medications and trying to restrict salt. She is, however, overweight, obese, and physical activity is in the low level. Some workup for secondary causes has been done. There is preserved kidney function. For the most part, normal or close to normal electrolyte acid base. There is no sample of the urine to assess for microalbumin or protein, or intercurrent blood or inflammatory cells. Consider testing for sleep apnea. She's at risk for that, although she mentioned that even if positive, she will not be willing to do CPAP machine because of claustrophobia. Our goal blood pressure should be around 130 over 80 or less. She probably has primary hypertension. The testing for plasma fractionated catecholamines, all of them were elevated. The predictive positive value, however, is low. I do not know if this testing was done in the right conditions. With an IV catheter placed at least 20-30 minutes before the blood draw. Supine position after 30 minutes. My level of suspicion is low. This could be repeated in the appropriate way, including fractionated metanephrines. Next paragraph, I'm concerned about the abnormalities on the echocardiogram. She has chronic atrial fibrillation at least for 20 years. With persistent atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, beta blockers, follows with Dr. Paki's cardiologist. There is no symptoms of decompensation of CHF. The vascular event 26 years ago at the time of AFib probably was arterial thromboemboli with thrombectomy. I don't think it was venous source. I did not change any present medications. Notice that many of her blood pressure medicines is not full dose, except for losartan. Encourage physical activity, weight reduction. She might benefit from GLP-1 agonists for weight reduction like Mounjaro or similar. she might benefit also from sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitors like Farxiga or Jardiance, given her heart abnormalities. She will monitor blood pressure at home. We discuss about potential 24-hour blood pressure monitoring to assess the degree of control or lack of control. Also discuss at length with the patient. We'll follow end of dictation.